Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm calling with opinion research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. We are not selling or asking for a donation. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
30.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Mason.
Thank you so much. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or improver?
Journeyman.
Thank you, sir. Yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Am I what?
Are you currently working at the trade?
Yeah.
Thank you. Approximately, how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I can work when I want.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
I don't.
Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
I can't. You broke up. What'd you say?
In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about what you see in your local community, did you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as construction there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Thank you, sir. Yes and no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, I don't think there's enough, no.
Okay. And thinking about all the jobs in which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Can you say it again? I didn't quite get that.
Yes, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about the last job in which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily private, through your local government, or through the federal government? Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
Probably more.
Thank you, sir. Looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Get worse until they get that idiot out of the White House.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about the job? Could be dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concern?
No, I don't think I have any safety concerns.
Thank you, sir. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Have you participated in a union organizing in the last 12 months?
No.
What about a picketing?
About what?
If you have participated
no,
in a...
I haven't, no,
Okay, and what about political canvassing?
No.
Thank you, sir. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Thank you. And please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from the one you are the less likely to get your news. Let me give you the options. Could be radio, friends or neighbors, local TV news, cable news, the internet, or the newspaper. Which would be the first one?
Radio.
Okay. And which would be the second one, in your opinion?
Probably cable.
Okay. And what about friends, local TV, internet, or newspaper? Which would be the next one?
The cable network.
Okay, and what about friends and neighbors, internet, or newspaper? Which would be the next one?
No.
None. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. And which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Could be jobs and the economy, healthcare, environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
Support for labor unions.
Thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federal finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Thank you so much. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federal finance projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Republican.
Thank you. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The workers.
Thank you. Tell me if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with his job as president overall.
He hasn't done anything.
So you strongly disapprove?
Yes.
Okay. What about the job he's done with the immigration? Do you approve or disapprove?
No, disapprove.
The economy?
Disapprove.
What about healthcare?
Disapprove.
And support the labor unions?
Disapprove.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote, sir?
Yes.
And what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you not vote?
No, absolutely vote.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Can you say that one more time? I'm sorry.
If do you find useful to receive information from your union regarding on your career opportunities, wages, retirement, and safety? Okay. And turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
there.
Thank you, sir. And what about the international union effectiveness? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
And how could the union best improve its representation and service in your own words?
Probably pay more attention to us. You know, you hardly ever see anyone on the job. So I think that would be better if they showed up more.
Thank you. And what is the most important thing the union should be working on? Or the priority that should be working on?
I think they should work on carpenters are taking jobs away from us. I think they should try harder to help us with that. Like, you know, tire work and veneer work that they're taking from us and our union doesn't do any thing to support us with that.
Thank you so much, sir. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Could be email, job site, text messages, union meetings, or mail?
Mail.
Thank you. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the VAC? Could be 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
A couple times a year.
Thank you. And I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes only. We're almost done with the survey. Do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you, sir. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
White.
Thank you. Finally, just for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Bruce.
Thank you so much, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation and kindness helping me with the questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, sir. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.